Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
From Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Yeah, for this morning's On the Pace, I thought we'd catch up with driver David Moran, who's locked in to take the drive on Lochinvar Art for his partner, Lauren Croslin, who trains a very talented horse. And they're going around in the first of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge semis at Menangle this Saturday night. So, good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Well, thank you. Paul Lochinvar Art, he's drawn Barrier 7 for this test on Saturday night, and these types of draws are just something he's accustomed to now, isn't it?
Yeah, the poor bugger, he's been cruel with draws for nearly his whole career, so I don't think he's only had 20 starts, and he's probably drawn inside five once, twice, so yeah, he hasn't had the best luck.
Yeah, well, in the last year, the only two times he has drawn inside Barrier 5. He drew Barrier 4 in last year's Breeders' Challenge final, which was in July. He finished second. And he also drew Barrier 4 when he won his Breeders' Challenge heat at Wagga just a month ago. Now, David, he was pretty impressive in that heat win at Wagga. He led throughout and he ran a career best 153.8, and he looked as though he had plenty left in the tank.
Yeah, he did, Amanda. He's a funny sort of horse. He just sort of, you know, he's like a lot of horses, I suppose. He only does what he has to do, and that was good for him. He didn't have to have a gut buster and whatnot. So he had a short little let up after then. He had an easy couple of weeks, and he's been really, really good ever since. We haven't tried him or anything, so whatever he does Saturday night, he'll take a fair bit out of him and be better again the next week.
Yeah, so how is he? He's pretty forward considering he hasn't raced in that month.
Yeah, he is. He's really, really good at the moment. We've generally found with him that you do have to race him consistently because he can get away on you a little bit. But we've sort of been pretty hard on him, and he is pretty forward. But he thrives on the short backup. So, like I said, whatever he does Saturday night, so long as he qualifies, he'll be a fair bit better again the following week.
Yeah, well, what do you make of his semi on Saturday night? He's up against Hard Hitter, and you drove Hard Hitter for Emma Stewart when he won his heat at Wagga the same day Lochinvar Art won. Hard Hitter went faster. He went 153.4, and he's drawn Barrier 2 on Saturday night. Do you see that as a bit of a problem for your bloke?
Yeah, I guess it's one of them races. To be honest, the main aim is just to qualify. We don't really want to be having a complete gut buster if we don't have to just qualify and get through to next week. But he's, I wouldn't swap him for any other horse in the race. So I think it comes down to Barry's a fair bit. I think I don't think I could sit outside Hard Hitter, and I don't think he could sit outside us. So I guess the tactics are going to come into a little bit early, what happens early. But yeah, like I said, the main aim will be to qualify. That'll be the main target.
Yeah, well, Lochinvar Art, he's been such an impressive horse. He's won 12 of his 21 starts, and he finally, he's deserved a Group 1 win for so long, and he finally got that at Bathurst in March. He won the Gold Chalice Final. Now, that was a pretty special win for you too, wasn't it? I saw you do a little salute over the line, and you don't usually, show too much action over the line, but it must have been a special one.
Yeah, it was. It was, I guess, just for, over the years, we've driven plenty of pretty nice horses, but just to train him ourselves and to be our first Group 1 winner, it was pretty special sort of thing. To get a winner just for us, just to get a win on any day is always good, but it was pretty special that day. And I don't really show a lot of emotion, but that was pretty pleasing.
Yeah, he's owned by Kevin Gordon, and Kevin has been a great owner for you guys as well. He's been very, he's let you, do what you like with this horse, basically.
Yeah, he has. He's a real gentleman, Kevin, and he's been very, very good to us. He's sort of, from the start, when we've gone to the sales or whatever, or looked at purchasing horses, he's just pretty much given us an open checkbook and just said it's your decision. He throws all his trust into us, which is good. It makes it a lot easier and just makes things go a lot smoothly when you can do what you want to do and do what you've got to do. If the horse is not 100%, you don't go round, and if they are, they are. It just makes life a lot easier.
Now, you purchased Lochinvar Art for Kevin at the Ready to Run sale in New South Wales?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you got him for a decent price too, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we ended up purchasing him for about, from memory, I think it was about $29,000. We probably should have got him for around $20,000, and we got into a little bit of a bidding war, but we ended up getting him for $29,000.
Yeah, so well, he's got earnings now just shy of $250,000, so he's certainly earned that back, so which is great to see. Now, Saturday night at Menangle, David, you're pretty quiet. You've only got that one drive, but before you head to Menangle, you are busy in Victoria. You have, with the Vic Bred Super Series kicking off down there this week, and you have a few key drives at Kilmore tonight and also tomorrow night at Ballarat. Are there any good things we can follow you on over the next couple of nights?
Yeah, I've got a couple of good chances tonight. I think Vina May, her last couple of runs were a fraction disappointing. When I say that, she won one of them and ran second, so she wasn't terrible, but she was just a little bit disappointing to what she usually was. But I think she's back to normal, so I thought she could win tonight. Hurricane Harley, he's in a tricky race. He's drawn outside the front. Centenario is drawn about four, so he's probably going to struggle a little bit. But you know, reverse the draws, and he'd be very hard to beat. So I think he's a very good place chance. Salarina, I think she's a good place. What else have I got? That's probably about my main ones for tonight.
Yeah. All right.
And then Ballarat tomorrow night, Pistol Abbey, I guess. She's drawn barrier two, which is probably the perfect draw for her. She's not blessed with a hell of a lot of gate speed, but she'll be in the running line there from the start. She's going terrific, so she'll be pretty hard to hold out.
Yeah, all right. Well, best of luck for tonight, tomorrow night, as well as Saturday night. So thank you for your time this morning, David, and hopefully we can see Lochinvar qualify for the Breeders' Challenge final on June 30.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Thanks. So there you have it, Cozzy David Moran, driving one of the nicest three-year-olds, going around in Australia at the moment in Lochinvar Art. So we've got some great racing coming up at Menangle this Saturday night, as I've mentioned on the pace this week already. We've got six Breeders' Challenge semi-finals for the three-year-olds, the three-year-old boys, and also the and girls, as well as the four-year-old boys. No fixed odds are open on those races yet, Cozzy, but there are fixed odds open on the Group 3 Frith Stakes. And at the moment, the favourite there is IC Diamonds for Amanda Turnbull. Money has come in for the Craig Cross Train Darker Shade of Pale. She opened at $31 and is now into $8.50. Ooh. And there's also been money coming in for Art's Treasure for James Rattray, who's drawn in Barrier 10. So that's one of the other main features to look forward to at Menangle this Saturday.
Terrific. Have a great day. And we'll catch up with you a little later on. We'll get your info on Penrith.
Yes, you will.